a traffic jam.
Good morning, 710 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, celebratory, because today is the day. Today is the day when we finally get the base back, 7 days a week access for the public out the back gate. Starting the day, we've been kind of, you know, dipping our toe in and then going into the waist and, oh, you know, how that goes. And then swimming in it a little bit, a couple of weekends, and now finally the big news day is here. Joining us, we have Captain Terry Shashady, call sign Village, a commanding officer of NAS Pensacola. Village, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you doing this fine
man,
day?
I'm so excited. Years in the making. It barely even feels real yet. How does it feel to you?
I would say the way I feel right now is excited. I've been up this morning. The team here, the security team and the first responders, fire, the whole team here is geared and ready to go for today. So we've been looking forward to this for quite some time, and we're happy to get there.
So base opens today, and as we've told people many times, the old rules are still the same rules. You know, if you're a felon, you can't go in the base. You can't take a gun on the base. You can't take drugs on the base. You can't take alcohol on the base. You can't take a cooler on the base. But please come with your ID and enjoy the facilities. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct. So for the most part, it's going to look very similar to what occurred previously. So access is only via the west gate. So we had a great conversation in partnership with the community, so the county. So they've helped us out by putting electronic signs both on the main gate side as well as the back gate. So that'll help direct people towards the west gate. But when you approach the west gate, just be aware that that intersection it may be a choke point. So please adhere to all traffic regulations as you're coming onto the installation. So we're going to allow people to come on base starting at 09. So be advised that, you know, that gate is going to be open for normal Department of Defense traffic, the people that work and live on this installation. So please try not to block that intersection, both for people coming on board as well as the community that lives out the back gate. But just like you ended up saying, you need to have an ID. And then one of the things that's a little bit different is you need to have a real ID, and a real ID has a star on the upper right. So Florida licenses have those. If you don't have a real ID, that's okay, but you will need to have two other forms of identification, whether it's a Social Security card, a birth certificate with a raised seal. So if you have two other forms of identification, you show that to the gate guards. And everybody over the age of 18 is required to have that to come on the installation.
How, because I'm glad you're saying that, because what I remember from before the terrorist attack is that driving on the base was, it was almost a pro forma exercise. You know, you kind of show your ID and you drive through. It wasn't quite drive through like gates wide open, for example, for the homecoming show, but it was not much stopping, not much inspection. It seems to me like we're at a higher, more rigorous level than that. Obviously, it's not full sweeping of the car every single time or anything like that, but would it be fair to say that people should expect that there's probably going to be backups, there's probably going to be delays, because you are operating at a little bit higher level of security with the requirement for real ID for every adult in the car? Is that fair?
That is fair. I wouldn't necessarily call it a higher level of security, but over the last couple of years, the policies have changed somewhat. So this was an additional thing that has taken place since previous to the shooting. So long story short, yes, there might be delays. We have extra bodies to hopefully mitigate that, to get traffic through a little bit quicker. But this being the first in several years, as you know, yeah, there's going to be a lot of lessons learned, and we're going to be working hard to make sure that we mitigate or minimize the inconvenience on those that are visiting, as well as the community outside when it comes down to traffic specifically.
And one of the big things that's just happening today is unless I'm mistaken about this, this will be the first time that the public in over 3 years has been able to come on the base, other than for the homecoming show, to watch a Blue Angels practice. And it's an autograph signing episode in the atrium at the Naval Aviation Museum. So it's full on. There's the deep end. Go, big boy. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Again, we're excited. Today is a Blue Angels practice day, and it is a signing in the museum. So what we would ask is, as soon as you end up coming in, go straight to the museum. There's going to be a lot of people helping direct parking to get you into a spot and into the museum as quickly as possible, and then for everybody to end up enjoying. And just like you ended up saying, there are certain things that we ask you to do or not to do. No backpacks, no coolers, small personal bags or medical bags will be approved. They're subject to search, of course. But, yeah, you know, come on in and enjoy everything that's going on there.
Okay, I have to ask you this question only because it had kind of come up recently. I think maybe it was Mike Kohler who made the comment, and I apologize if it wasn't him, but we are all super relieved and super grateful and super excited. There are an awful lot of us who also look at what's happening today because we had tried hey, let's turn the road into a public road. We had tried, hey, can we enclave it? We had thought of, you know, all the different possible ways to create an access way to the museum and the lighthouse, and none of that in the end manifested. And now what we're doing is basically what we had always been doing before under a extended temporary waiver from the Navy. And I think a lot of people have the question, why didn't we do this a year ago? Why didn't we do this 2 years ago, you know, at least post-COVID? Why did it take this long?
So, great question. The previous exception to policy, which is the formal term for this, that allowed us to end up using the back gate, because of what happened in the shooting, that exception was suspended, and then it expired, which means we had to go through the entire process once again to be able to get that exception to policy. So this allowed the opportunity to actually take a good look at all of the security measures or the mitigations that are in there, as well as other additional options or what we call COAs, courses of action, to try to figure out the best way to get public access. So unfortunately, it ended up taking a little bit of time, a little bit more time than I wanted, of course, to be able to get there. But that's what ended up taking place over the last year since I've been in the seat. So as soon as I ended up taking over, this was one of the things we ended up getting really involved with to try to figure out how do we get the general public back on the installation to see those areas of public interest. So unfortunately, it did take a little bit of time. So now I will say this. This is it's a short-term solution. When I say short-term, maybe mid-term.
That's what I was going to ask you. Yeah, go ahead. I was going to ask you that exact. Like, where are we going from here? Go ahead.
Yep. So I don't know yet, right? So that's going to be the new fun when it comes down to public access, is trying to figure out what the permanent solution will be. And we're going to be breaking out everything that we've discussed before to try to figure out what the right permanent solution will be. So just like we ended up working on with this midterm or, you know, short-term solution type of thing, we're going to get all the community stakeholders involved as well as leadership to try to figure out what the right answer is for that permanent solution. So, we're not done here. We're just shifting the focus over to what's next.
Okay, so I'd summarize it this way. We are now basically back to where we were before the attack, but with a renewed emphasis and a vivid awareness of how everything we take for granted can go away, and therefore a renewed emphasis on finding a permanent solution that's not just what we're looking at now. Is that a fair way to describe it?
Absolutely. The one thing that I have under my authority here is if the security environment ends up changing, I'll do what is necessary to maintain the safety and security of the installation. So, but like I said, previously, I think what we have in place is the best thing that's available right now to make sure that we have people come on the installation and enjoy what we have to offer.
And I would just please encourage everybody who is visiting, just be on your best behavior. We just don't want to have anything that might jeopardize this now that we've got it back. A couple of quick questions that are coming in on text for you, Captain Shetty. One is, please ask Village when the checkpoint by the Navy Lodge will be open.
So they have until the end of the year. It will definitely be finished before the Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show that we're going to have on base again in November. So we have the CBs actually working on that, and they've been working hard and doing an awesome job getting that up and running. So the exact timeline still to be determined. Do I think it's going to be done before November? Yes, because I think they're really doing a great job over there. But when it comes down to the actual date, I don't have that just yet.
Got it. Second question, somebody says, can people with retired military ID cards enter the main gate and go through the checkpoint to go to the museum and the lighthouse, or do they need to go around to the back gate?
If they have DOD credentials, they can come in through the main gate and actually go go that way to go to the museum. So the answer to that question is yes.
They can go through the middle. Okay, good. And then a third person texts in and says, where do you want us to go in for cemetery access? West gate and then go through the checkpoint or come in through the front and like we kind of do right now?
Great question, and thanks for asking that. So cemetery access will be through the main gate. So you'll come in, you'll let the gate guards know that you're interested in seeing your loved ones at the cemetery, and they'll direct you to the visitor control center to be able to get a pass or an escort.
Perfect. Great information. I really appreciate the people who ask the questions because then we can get that answer out to people for whom it might be relevant. Well, Captain Terry Shashadi, thank you as always for being available. Thank you for the diligent work that builds on the work that was done before you, you know, of course, by Lucky, by Captain Kinsella, and other people who have been working on this. I know it has taken an awful lot to get to this point, but I'm going to go ahead and say it this way, fully understanding how cheesy this is going to sound, it really does take a village.
You know, I'm giggling right now because absolutely, this didn't take place without the hard work, not only within my staff. I mean, they shouldered the heavy lift on this when it comes down to, you know, requests for information from higher echelon or communicating with the community and all the stakeholders here. But I would say that it most certainly took a village to get to where we are today. And I tell you, I'm excited about this. The you know, I'm going to be on the flight line. I'm going to try to get over to the museum to see everybody. It's going to be a good day. It's already turning out to be a gorgeous day. I spoke with you know, the boss of the Blue Angels last night. He's excited to be able to put on that practice today. So it's going to be a good time today, and we're looking forward.
They've got to be thrilled. I'm already getting made fun of by my listeners for that question. That's perfect. Captain Terry Shashadi, call sign Village, commanding officer at NAS Pensacola. Sir, we are all excited to be back on the base. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we hope it goes well today, and we look forward to talking again soon.
All right. Thanks, Andrew. You guys have a fine Navy day.